Our oak trees, I know, a lot of the traveling I told you I did when I was younger was up in the east. I don't remember a whole lot about it, but I do remember that when we went to Yuma and was out in the middle of that desert, and there weren't any trees anywhere, when we flew back home, I was so glad to see these green trees. So I think and out in Dallas, they don't have any trees much out there, and I was glad to see the greenery and the trees. I think the big oak trees are an attraction.
Yeah, no, those are oak trees, the beautiful big ones that line all the streets.
Yeah. Yeah, most of them are, yeah. And I think they're so beautiful. And we have some lovely homes on Government Street. We have the historical, what's it called? Anyway, the Historical Society here. They're taking old homes and redoing them. And some of them are open all the time. What's the name of that one off of Government Street? Oakland. That's a tourist attraction. And then there's one out on Spring Hill Avenue, Mitchell Home. It's a big old antebellum home, and it's open weather all the time. And then there's the Gorgas Home here, and Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. What else?
Oh, I've heard about Azalea.
Oh, the Azalea Trail, right.
Yeah, how long has that been?
How long has it been?
Yeah, we see the pink lines on it.
Okay, I don't know how. Okay, they put the pink lines out. The Azalea Trail is sometime in March, April, sometime around in there. And that's when they bloom, and they put the pink line out so you'll know what to follow the Azalea Trail. And it's beautiful. I mean, some of the crummiest old houses and the crummiest old things that are eyesores, when they have those azaleas blooming, everything is really beautiful. Because the bushes will just be solid mass of pink, or they pink, or some of them are white, and some of them are real, have a purplish cast to them. They really are beautiful.
Okay.
And we have the Junior Miss Pageant. And we have a jazz festival. And what else? No, I think that's about it. I can't think of anything else. I'm sure they will.
Covered quite a bit. Okay, now if you were flying home from New York, where would your plane land?
In Mobile at the Municipal Airport out off of Airport Boulevard.
Okay. And if you were driving in from out of state, what do you call the big road that you drive in on?
The interstate.
Okay. And if you were driving along the interstate and you got kind of tired and you only wanted to stop for about 5 minutes, what do you call those places where you can just drive off?
Rest area. Very few and far between around here.
Okay. And what's painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
The lines.
Okay. And what about this thing out on the dip, the center thing that keeps you
from Boulevard?
Yeah. Okay. What do you call that cement thing in the middle of it, in between the oncoming traffic?
Divider?
What do you call that?
I don't exactly know what you're talking about. A big cement thing in the middle of the road?
Yeah, that's out on the Dolphin Boulevard.
Dolphin Island Parkway?
That's it, yeah.
I don't know. Big concrete mass in the middle of the road.
Okay, I just want to see if you had a name for that. Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. Now what would you get off of on one of these highways or interstates? What do you call them?
The ramp.
Okay. And do you have a name for the
exit? Okay. Entrance.
And